Hello everyone and welcome to the first edition of Christopher Young's weekly update of tech. So basically in this new series what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going over what tech has been and all the tech news that's come out in the previous week or what's happened via the tech tech news and stuff that happens, like when Apple have issues, like Apple have had a lot of issues this week. Now, my podcast has just gone out, but it's gone out in a completely different language. Okay, I'm going to change the video language to English. Save. I don't know why. Right, I'm now just going to tweet it, and then we'll get started. I don't know why it came out in a different language. Sorry if you saw that. I don't know. There you go. I've changed the language to English. Right now, I'm just going to the live control room. There we go. Okay, it says the stream rate is okay. Let's see what the public can see. There you go. So I have put all the links to what I'm doing in the description. So if you have any comments, leave them on the video and I will try and reply to as many as I can, especially the ones that are done live. Okay, there you go. Right, so first of all, what I'm going to talk about is right at the beginning of the week, I'm going to come back to several stories again and again because they did keep coming out. If you want to see all the stories, they are in the description, so just check them out as well. So the first story at the beginning of the week, on Monday I believe this was, Apple was saying that Beats were not going to shut down their Beats streaming service, but they were going to change the brand. Now, this was according to a report from TechCrunch, Apple plans to shut down Beats music streaming service, that's what they said, but they're thinking about just changing the brand. But they just did that through the acquisition of Beats. So I don't know, maybe they're losing their partnership with Beats, I don't know. And then later, I don't know about that Beats thing because I've never used it. If you've used it, leave a comment and let me know. The next story I wanted to talk about was the iPhone and iPhone 6 Plus, so the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus support for faster charging, but they do ship with the slower power adapter. So then you generally, with an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus or any iPhone, you get the power adapter for the iPhone, but you can use an iPad adapter which will allow you to charge faster. Now, I don't know why Apple have this difference, it's a bit silly. They should just include the iPad adapter in it, but it will work fine and it's not going to ruin it. Now, quite a while ago, Apple announced CarPlay, and now they've added some CBS News radio compatibility. So they've quietly updated it, they didn't tell anyone about it, and it's growing the list of apps that it grants to the CarPlay support. So it's a bigger change, but they didn't tell anyone about it. I don't know why, but Apple is no longer promising CarPlay support from any automobile manufacturer this year. I don't know why, but I think they're kind of stopping it because it hasn't really worked well. Right, then we come on to a massive story that did kind of affect quite a lot of people in the previous week. Well, only 9 people, as you'll hear later. But the iPhone 6, Unbox Therapy thought he could put a video on there because his cousin apparently bent his iPhone 6 Plus by putting it in his pocket. So he thought, I'll bend it, and I actually saw that video, and when I saw it like a few days ago, it had like 8 million views, and it was featured on the news, and loads of TV programs had seen it, but I don't know why he thought he'd do that, and then it's caused loads of problems. So yeah, it says here, the YouTuber Lewis from Unbox Therapy decided to put together a proper Ben test and see what all the fuss was about. And it was an extreme situation, but others would have specified it. It doesn't take much to bend Apple's new phablet, but it has quite a large footprint, which does mean it should be easy to bend. But my thoughts on it are, if you put it in your back pocket and you sit down, that's your own fault for bending it. But if you put it in your front pocket, it shouldn't bend, because that's where people put their phones. Then Apple had another issue. I think it was later that day or the next day. Apple released iOS 8.0.1 with fixes, apparently. But it actually, quite a lot of users were reporting it breaking Celia and Touch ID. And there was no way back from that update that day. So what you had to do is re-downgrade and then put all your stuff back on there. But the next day they did do some stuff to it to sort it out. But they did cut the update after like an hour. But if you'd already downloaded it, you were stuck with the new update. There was no way of ungrading from it. Downgraded. Then the day after that, Apple were responding to the iPhone 6 Bendgate controversy, and they were only saying only 9 customers have actually complained about it. So Apple said they officially issued a statement regarding the iPhone 6 bending controversy, saying that the issues is rare during real world use and it is only received from complaints via 9 customers. They did say at the Apple bar they will replace it if it does come in bend. I think Apple also commented that saying that the bending was extremely rare during normal use, and it performs under a number of strength durability tests before it ships to new devices. So I don't know how that is going to turn out in the next week or so. The next one is reports claim the rumored refreshed Mac Mini could launch next month. So following rumors of possible Mac Mini refresh earlier this year on Apple's actual own website, a new report says that Apple could introduce an update to the product as early as next month. Mac Rumors has provided a source that is claiming it could launch alongside the new iPads and OS X Yosemite at an event in October. Now, the October event, I think they'll probably release Yosemite then. I can't wait for Yosemite. I'm not buying the update. It's not worth it. But if it's free, I'll download it. And if it works fine, I'll download it. But yeah. And then also, so then that day as well, Apple released iOS 8.0.2 to address the Celia and Touch ID issues that were taken down in previous update. And they now work fine. That was a bit of a shame to everyone who had downloaded the new update. They've now merged the health kit things. I think there was an issue with the health kit, but it seems to be working fine. So they've sort of now merged that. I'm just going to see, was there anything else I had written down? Oh yeah, and should you upgrade your iPhone 4S to iOS 8? Now, I don't know, it's up to you. It will be a slight slower, like my dad's iPad, which is now quite a lot slower. He had the iPad 2, but it's the last tier of updates he'll get. Like with the iPhone 4S, you won't get iOS 9, or the iPad 2, you won't get iOS 9. Yeah, that sounds really weird. iOS 9 already. I'm just going to say my thoughts on iOS 8. It has worked really well. I've really enjoyed using iOS 8. There's not that much of a difference, but all I'm really waiting for at the moment is the new updates that the new one's going to bring, which is called the new updates, which are for Yosemite and all of that, which I can't wait for, because Yosemite is going to be a brilliant update. So I've just put them all in there, all in the description. It does say today's topics, and it's got them all listed with the links to 9to5 Mac, where I got quite a lot of the information from. But yeah, okay, right. 9to5 Mac is a great website, by the way. If you've got any other suggestions of what I can do on this live stream each week, I'm thinking of doing it on a Saturday. I don't know, I may get some people in. The Minecraft one didn't work very well last week, seeing as I was using that new software. Basically, it kept on jumping and stopping every now and again, which it was all right, but it meant that, like, when Nathan came on, suddenly he was just there. There wasn't the bit where I said, right, we're going to bring Nathan on now. So you just like, oh, there's Nathan. But I don't know if it's a good idea or not. I'm going to see how many views this video gets. Also, I wanted to say a huge thank you to everyone, all of my 1,000 subscribers now. A huge thanks for subscribing. It really does help me, and I'm sure it's probably going to encourage me to do more videos. And I may, I don't know when, but I may bring my videos up to Monday to Friday again instead of Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Next week, I have 3 videos coming out in celebration of them. Wednesday's video is a great new video type that I'm doing. I hope you like it, and if you do, I may do some more videos. That's all I'm going to say. And also, Monday's video, I can probably say, I don't know. I'll leave that to you. And then Friday's video is the launch of something. That is all I'm going to say. So I'm going to submit this to iTunes, this podcast, and then, so you should be able to watch it through iTunes and subscribe on iTunes if you want to, or I will stream it to YouTube each week, so you can go and watch it on YouTube. But yeah, what else was I going to say? Don't know. The reason it's audio only is just so you get a better bandwidth connection online, so yeah. If there is any tech stories that you want me to talk about online or on this stream each week, I'm deciding whether to do it on a Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, don't know. Or may do it during the week, like on a day I don't do a video, like a Tuesday or a Thursday or any day. So if you've got any suggested days or suggested times I should do it so you can listen live, and also... So listen live, and then you can also comment live and talk to me live, and I can answer questions for you. Also, if you are watching this on the podcast and you don't know who I am, I am the producer of the YouTube channel Christopher Young, youtube.com/technologycentral101. It's a shame I can't change that anymore. All the links are in the description of this video. Twitter and everything, and Instagram. No, Twitter is Chris24Young. Instagram is Chris24Young1. And yep, so yeah, thank you guys for watching, or not watching, just listening really. I hope you enjoyed this. If you want me to do it more often, or maybe like, I don't know, every few days, or even eventually every day, let me know, and I will maybe at some point turn the cameras back on again. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Give us a video a like. I don't know if I'm going to keep likes on or off or not. I'm not sure. Depends if like loads of people dislike it because they just don't like me or don't like watching my videos or anything. I may turn them off, but they're on for the moment. So give it a like if you want the ratings to stay on. Comment anything you want, really. Any video ideas, Q&A questions, things for this, when I should do it, what time I should do it. So yeah, thanks for listening. Subscribe. And subscribe on iTunes. I probably will put a link on social, so when I get it broadcasted on iTunes. So thank you guys for watching or listening. I will see you in Monday's video, which I'm not going to tell you what it is. Peace out.